Hi, folks. Here we are at Kalevi Vaari Film Festival, and I'm talking with a director that I, whose works I've seen on so many films. I would love have to like say, I know you from so many film festivals, but that's the first time I actually meet you in person, but I'm very familiar with your films. Michel Franco, hi.
Hi. Well, I'm very happy to be talking to you, and I'm glad you've seen the, you're familiar with the films. Thank you.
So your latest film, Dreams, it premiered at Berlinale. This is where I've seen it the first time. Now it's at Kalevi Vaari Film Festival. And it's a story that's on the surface is a romance between a liberal, white, upper-class, rich U.S. woman played by Jessica Chastain, with whom you also worked in the past in Memory, and a young undocumented Mexican immigrant played by Isaac Hernandez in his first really big leading cinematic role, I think. So this story, of course, with the current U.S. politics, it's hard not to see it as also a political story.
Absolutely. Interestingly enough, when I shot the film, people were telling me, people around me were saying that I was overdoing it, that nobody would be treated by American authorities in such a way. That it was unrealistic. That was more than a year ago when I shot it. And now it seems to underplay reality. It seems to be subtle compared to what's happening. So I agree with you. It's definitely a political movie. I wrote it, I've had the idea for many years. And the relationship between Mexico and the States have always been the same, so to speak. Power dynamics, that's always, you know, one country's on top of the other and one's calling the shots and the other is trying to cope. But the stakes are higher lately with this new administration in the States. And I feel that it's the perfect timing for this film to ask questions about how unfair America is being to immigrants.
And when did the idea for the story first come to you?
It was several years ago. I had this idea like 7 years ago, but I had it stored with many other ideas that I have. It was only when I was shooting Memory with Jessica in New York during a lunch break that I told her, I have another idea that I would like to talk with you about. And I, after 5 minutes of telling her what the film was about, she said, count me in, I totally want to do it. And she was never afraid of playing, of portraying this woman that commits horrible acts. This woman that, like you said, she's playing a liberal character. She's supposed to stand for, you know, for what's right. And she's with her family leading a foundation that's supposed to be helping people. But when she's tested and it's not only money that she has to give, but to do the right thing as a person, she fails. And Jessica was very intrigued and wanting to talk about this. And she was not afraid of being the dark aspect of the film.
Character that she portrays is especially a liberal, probably democratic, white woman mm-hmm. from a family that does a lot of social support work. Is this also a critique of the Democrats, that they are basically the new liberal, the new liberal?
To be honest, I never, since I was a kid and I started understanding politics from a Mexican point of view, American politics, it's strange what I'm going to say, but I never saw that much of a difference between Democrats and Republicans. I hear differences. I they talk differently. But I think when the time to act comes, they are quite similar. I think xenophobia is a big thing in the world, everywhere. The United States is not an exception. And I think, like I said, it's easy for them to talk in a certain way or to throw money at certain issues or, you know, to lend a hand, so to speak. But when it's time to show your true colors, I think they're all quite kind of similar, I'm sorry to say.
Did the time of the Trump administration influence the way you wrote this story?
You mean the previous term, the first term of
Trump?
Well,
both terms.
I shot the movie before Trump got elected the second time, but he was already president once and he already said everything that he had said. And I was already offended as a Mexican for everything that he, you know, said, very offensive stuff. stuff that don't make justice, not only to Mexican workers that are doing the hardest jobs in the States, but people from all over the world that indeed make America great. Yes, I felt a need to make the film, a more urgent need to make it because of the politics and Trump, yeah.
You just understandably and justly said that you felt offended by what Trump said. And I think the most prominent, widely reported comment was that Mexicans are criminals and rapists or something like that, he said.
Yeah.
But then there is this one turn in the film where actually this comment reflects very negatively on the character that's portrayed, Isaac Hernandez.
Yeah.
Would you like to expand on that?
Yes, without that, trying not to spoil the film, of course, but I like making it challenging for the audiences and challenging for me. And I wasn't going to simplify and make the movie about bad Americans and good Mexicans. I think that would be bullshit. So there's that scene where the character that Isaac Hernandez plays does a mistake or a criminal act or whatever you want to call it, because he's been pushed around. I'm not suggesting he's right, but the power dynamics of this relationship, they keep pushing each other in the wrong way and they keep making mistakes, both of them. There's also the scene where Mexican authorities treat Latin American immigrants from Venezuela and other countries terribly. The scene is based on true events that ended up with 80 Venezuelans that were burned alive in a facility in Juarez in Mexico. I don't like when movies simplify, you know, too much. That's why I dared going that direction.
You already mentioned just this incident that the Mexican authorities treat the immigrants, which come to Mexico to have a better life, also horribly like the US. So would you say that in some aspects, actually, like the characters on screen, Mexico and US are similar in the way they treat immigrants?
Yes, the relationship between the two characters definitely reflect what's going on between the countries, the power dynamics. Violence only brings more violence. So whenever one party has the chance to take the upper hand, the other will eventually do what's in its little power is allowed. I mean, for example, in Mexico, only 2 days ago, there was a horrible demonstration against gentrification, they call it. But it was pure xenophobia, and they were breaking businesses and writing stuff against Americans that are living in Mexico. And that's terrible, you know. Of course that's bad. So, yeah, violence only brings more violence, and that's what ends up happening in this couple.
Was it at any point very challenging for the actors to play these roles? Did you have discussions?
Jessica liked the challenge, wanted the challenge. She's looking to be challenged as an actor, and that's why we like working together. So after, you know, a very long career of doing all sorts of movies, she really took the opportunity to challenge herself. So that was easy, you know. She deals with herself. For Isaac, it was harder because it's pretty much his first movie. And the scene you were referring to, it was very hard for him to accept and to play that. Not for her, but for him. And we talked a lot about it, and I explained why it was important. And I guess also when he saw how much Jessica agreed on it, he went for it. But it was hard for him to get on the skin of that guy, because he likes that character. It's pretty much, I think he sees himself in the character. So for him to accept that he could do that, it was very hard.
The story, of course, despite all the politics in it, it's also a human story about men, women, romantic relationships. And I couldn't help but seeing this connection that we have an elderly, not elderly, but an older woman with a lot of power and status, and a younger, good-looking man who also, in a way, is sexualized by her and on some levels treated as an object. And this is a reversion of the classical power dynamic between men and women. Often it's the other way around. Did these issues ever play a role in your head, or did you see it purely on the political level?
No, it definitely was. When I talked about it with Jessica, she immediately picked on that, and she wanted to also explore that. Interestingly enough, again, it's not that simple, because within her family, she's ill-treated by men. So I tried to have every element on the film that that's played in one way or a criticism on my regard, if we want to say that, to also be counterpointed in a different way. So she's playing with him, but she's also being played with by Rupert Friend's character and the father, by Marshall. But I preferred this version of the film as opposed to a stronger man and a younger woman. You know, I think this is a more interesting exploration.
So would you say that on some level, power and status corrupt? No matter if it's a Mexican, a woman, where you come from, it corrupts you.
I think many people are not corrupted, even if they enjoy all that privileges and everything, because they're never tested. Wealthy people often have a easier life where they can talk about how good they are and they can throw money at things, so they're doing good. But often when they're tested, that's when they fail. When life throws up whatever test, like in this case, wealthy people like her know less about people often, know less about life. They have less experience. They always had it easy, so they were never challenged. So I think they're kind of corrupted without even knowing, or, you know, the working classes, they know about life. From the moment you're growing up, you can't take anything for granted.
As a Mexican, you go to the U.S. to work there. Most of your works are Mexican-U.S. co-productions. Do you do it also because you like the challenge? Because we spoke about how unwanted and badly treated Mexicans are in the U.S.
Of course, I'm lucky in that way, because I get to go to the States and shoot films with absolute freedom, because I'm the main producer and I find the financiers, and the money often comes from other countries too. I'm not hired by anyone. I'm just doing what I want to do in the States. Since I was a kid, the common vacation outside of my country was to the States, because it's the closest one. I came to Europe only when I was 17 for the first time. Mexico and the States are close for good and bad. So I'm familiar with the life in the States, and I know it since I was a kid. So it's kind of easier for Mexican filmmakers to take a 3-hour flight and shoot a film over there.
Thank you so much for the interview. I know you're under time pressure, but thank you.
Thank you. That was great.